When word broke that a beloved Eastern Market restaurant was closing, people cared. They cared a lot. The Russell Street Deli has been a fixture in Detroit's Eastern Market for some 30 years. When its owner announced he was closing after a dispute with a new landlord, it became kind of a tipping point for Eastern Market fans, who note since landlord Sanford Nelson started buying property in the Eastern Market, one business after another has closed or moved. Detroit Free Press restaurant critic Mark Kurlianchik has weighed in on this with his recent piece, Why It's a Big Deal. Mark, you say this is all really about more than a deli closing. Why is this a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, this is you mentioned that this is something that Eastern Market fans have been watching closely, but it's really anyone who cares about the city and cities in general. It's a microcosm of this story that's been playing out in cities across the world, really, in this resurging urbanism, I call it, in the piece. Suddenly, we're fascinated with cities again. We want to live there. We want to invest in them. But there's this tension that comes up when you have places like Russell Street that have been there for years that really are passion projects. I mean, this isn't something that turns a huge profit. The restaurant industry, famously, is not a place with padted profit margins. So, you know, you have those types of interest now butting up against moneyed interests. And the two naturally kind of don't always play well.
They don't always play well. And you say you're right that it's about the loss of culture, loss of place, and the people that made that place special to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, authenticity is kind of a loaded word, and it's something that we throw around a lot. And often it doesn't really mean anything, because what is authentic? You know, how do you even define it? We could have a whole separate segment on that. But, you know, a place like Russell Street really does sort of exude the authenticity of a place like Detroit. It has roots in Detroit. It's been in Detroit, employing Detroiters, feeding Detroiters, and tourists alike for 30 years. It really is, you know, when you have an out-of-town guest that comes to Detroit and you want them to taste the city or to experience it, you know, often you'll take them to a restaurant, and usually you'll take them to a place that's been around for a while, that has that homey character, that lived in feel, and where you can see a true cross section of the city. And as more and more places like Russell Street close, you know, with every one, we're losing a piece of this fabric of Detroit as we've known it.
And since Sanford Nelson started buying property in the Eastern Market in 2017, I think he's acquired something like 20 buildings, some 250,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's right.
And a string of tenants close or move, all small businesses, not all restaurants.
Right. Well, there are multiple reasons that restaurants close and businesses close in general. I mean, Farmer's Restaurant was the last one that made news in one of his buildings. And, you know, the Farmer's folks said that they were just ready to retire. That happens. I mean, there are complex reasons that businesses close. And the Russell Street Deli, too. I mean, this is a complex thing. And I'm sure owner Ben Hall also had some additional motivations other than just this dispute with the landlord. But, you know, when you have a string of them all at once, it raises question marks. And the other issue is that since the news of the Russell Street Deli, the landlord has just issued statements in response to the news, instead of sitting down and saying, well, here, there's been a misunderstanding. Let me lay it out for you.
So you have not, but you've, I'm sure, tried to talk with him for this piece.
Yeah, of course. We asked for comment immediately when the news broke. And we will be sitting down. He has agreed to sit down for an interview later on this week and tell his side of the story, which I think is important. But, you know, you got to come out early with that messaging.
When I first heard of this by seeing a Facebook post from Detroit business owner Rachel Lutz, who lives right near Eastern Market, and she runs clothing shops in Midtown and the Cultural Center. And I'd like your thoughts here. I'm going to quote her post. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time hiding my disgust about the small businesses and artists being forced out of Eastern Market. Don't claim you wanted to invest in a neighborhood because you thought it was so cool, and then get rid of all the things that made it cool to begin with. Don't mess with one of Detroit's oldest and most beloved institution and expect not to be criticized. Is that what's playing out? Or if business neighbors are looking at that and seeing this dynamic, how accurate is that view?
Well, you know, the Nelsons, the investors, the landlords, I should say, in Eastern Market, have said many times that they want to preserve the character. That's what drew them there. But you know, why does anybody invest, particularly in that amount of buildings in one area? It's to make a return on that investment. You know, so they have made pledges to keep some space affordable for artists and those who may not be able to afford it. But actions, particularly in this case, don't bear out. They don't match up with the rhetoric. So, I mean, I think long term we'll see what's going to happen. And the problem is it's making a lot of people nervous, not just in Eastern Market, because these forces, because this is, like I said in the column, mm-hmm. this isn't just about one landlord and one business. These forces are playing out literally all across the city and across, you know, cities across America.
Are rents going up?
Rents are going up, yeah. Well, you know, but rents have been pretty low mm-hmm. in around Detroit for a long time.
And there's been disinvestment, so there's been stagnation.
Exactly.
And there are going to people say, hey, this is what comeback looks like, that it's better than years of stagnation.
Well, exactly. So, you know, nobody's advocating for yeah. stagnation, but there is a way to invest in communities that benefit those communities there. It's not just a geographic area that you're investing in. The thing about places like Russell Street is they were able to thrive despite that disinvestment, despite that stagnation. And so these places really are special because they've survived the toughest times, and now they are the ones that are being pushed out. And that's maybe the saddest reality of all of this.
And you write in your piece in the Free Press about the need to shift the paradigm and the way we discuss development if we want to preserve what we love about a place. So, as you put it, instead of investment in communities, we need investment for communities. What would that look like, and how do you get investors and developers to buy into that, to care?
Well, you know, again, I'm a restaurant critic, mm-hmm. Not an investment banker. But you know, community benefits meetings, actually holding meetings with the community where they can express their concerns, and a lot of developments do have those attached to them. It's the smaller, you know, when you're kind of piecemealing these developments together, that threshold isn't always there. So one thing that Eastern Market Corporation has actually done in response to this is they have issued a set of protocols that they will use to judge future developments in the market. Now, the downside is that they don't, you know, these protocols don't have a lot of teeth. They are a nonprofit company. They can't tell a private businessman how to do business. But they can, you know, during the planning meetings and during city approval meetings, they can be a voice for the market, a unified voice that says, listen, this is what the community actually needs and wants, and we don't think that this development fits in.
As we talk, and there's a lot of talk about taking the action that's happening downtown, Corktown, Midtown, and spreading out through the neighborhoods of Detroit. This seems to me that, taking away from your piece, this is kind of the canary in the coal mine for the other neighborhoods of Detroit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, again, we've had 50 years of disinvestment, and now money is returning back. But there are people who have stayed, 700,000 of them who have stayed and have worked to keep their city beautiful and a city that is inclusive and fair to all. And money doesn't often favor fairness.
Mark Kurliancheck, Detroit Free Press restaurant critic, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We received a statement from a spokesperson for Sanford Nelson's company, Firm Real Estate, and it says, despite offers from Firm Real Estate, Eastern Market Corporation, and the general public, the owner of Russell Street Deli made it clear he intends to close. We're still willing to come to the table to try to resolve this amicably.